Cooey! The doctor peeped through the hole he had made in the wall of the underground laboratories. They had been trashed and deserted. Big cracks had opened in the floor and walls where bits of ship had toppled over. It was eerily quiet. Water suddenly gushed out of one of the cracks in the floor, and Crashaw formed from the foam.
Why have you returned?
Like the humans you're manipulating, I couldn't stay away. Caught up with Kelper yet?
He will soon be recaptured.
If not, it sets back your plans for expansion, doesn't it? You need the ships he can arrange for you. Suddenly, the bloated corpses of two fishermen appeared, grabbed an arm each and twisted. The doctor shouted in pain, didn't struggle.
Why have you returned?
Crashaw asked again. To deal. Like I said, no Kelper, no ships, no expansion. The doctor half smiled. But I have an amazing ship, and powers that are, frankly, godlike. I'll share these with you, if you leave the Earth and its people alone. Crashaw stood impassive and blank. Come on, he complained. This is a top offer, amazing value. Through me, the Hive can spread not only through space, but through time. Suddenly, the scarf around Crashaw's neck started to twitch. His flesh melted away like wrinkled wax to reveal the true creature controlling the old, stiff body. Well, well, said the doctor. The Hive Queen is an ancient one-eyed eel the size of a chihuahua. But the queen was twitching, swelling up, her glutinous body growing bigger and fatter. Stubby fins and protuberances squeezed from her vile body like pus from a zit. Soon, the creature had swollen to the size of a small car. I suppose you do that to intimidate your prey, the doctor asked softly. It's very good, very effective. You wish to share your powers and your ship with me, hissed the queen. I wish to take them. Held helpless in the grip of her guards, the doctor could only watch as the queen slithered towards him.